Picture this. You wake up in the morning. You feel like you got hit by a tuk-tuk. No, not a train. Why not a train or a bus? I don't know. Tuk-tuk just fits the vision that I'm trying to go for right now. You crawl out of bed, slower than a snail. You look in the mirror, you have a boulder on your face. Mount Everest, if you will. Snow-capped and everything. I'm talking about a pimple, by the way. Your eyes are so puffy, it looks like somebody came in and injected you with marshmallow fluff in the middle of the night. You're not feeling too hot, and then your period comes, and you go, why me? I'm talking about myself right now. This happened to me yesterday. Thank God I overnighted an ice roller off of Amazon. Oh my gosh, that literally saved my life. I don't even know if it did anything, but it felt good in the moment, so I'm just gonna roll with it. It did something. Placebo. I don't know about you, but when it comes to periods, don't talk to me. Don't do anything with me. Don't even ask me if I want to go out, because the answer is no. If you're on a Google Meet with me, just know for a fact I'm not feeling my best. I'm not acting like myself. The way to cure what I call a period hangover, the feeling that you get when you're on your period and you feel like the world is ending, hair wash, do the fanciest type of hairstyling that you possibly can, something that makes you feel good, diffuse, blow it out, whatever you want to do, fake tan, new set of nails, not necessarily a hard workout, but I would actually rather do something more low impact, well, depending on what my body's feeling, and then hop in the hot tub or sauna, sweat it out. Get in bed at like 9 p.m. I force my husband to warm up my husky being my heating pad. I have like a pet, I have a stuffed animal husky that has a heating pad inside of its stomach, and I force Johnny to warm it up for me. Magnesium, a good show, call it a night. Might even push it a little bit and say that's 8 p.m. Let's just say it, okay? Being a girl is difficult. It is expensive. It takes a lot of energy out of you. It takes a lot of time. It's very overwhelming at times. I enjoy it much more than I don't, but at the same time, sometimes I'm just like the maintenance that I have to go through in order to just be a normal human being is absolutely ridiculous. Like, if you're a guy, just don't listen to this episode, please. I'm kind of just in the mood to complain, sort of, because I feel like I'm dying right now. No, I'm dramatic, but truly though, if you're a girl, we should crunch the numbers. How much do we spend on things like Advil, Tylenol, Midol, pads, tampons, things that just pertain to your period per year? Even birth control if it's not covered. I'm not on birth control anymore, and ever since I got off of it, my periods are becoming more and more painful every single month. I'm like, something's up. Something's not going well right now. So I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I'm going to get my blood done. I'm going to like go to the gyno and have her just tell me what's going on, because I feel like something's up. Because every single month, they're getting more and more painful, and it's now at the point where it's just not normal. Not a normal kind of pain. I did have irregular periods for such a long time because I had anorexia, so I had no period for years, and then it slowly came back, but then I never even tried to track it because it wasn't like a typical 28, 30-day cycle. It was just all over the place. And then eventually it kind of regulated, but now I'm kind of just like, okay, it could be regular, but it doesn't feel normal. It doesn't feel like it should. I'm having cramping when I shouldn't have cramping. I'm having a little bit of spotting when I shouldn't be having spotting. So if you're a girl, this is your sign. Go get your blood work done. Go to your doctors. Get your yearly checkup. Don't ignore that. Especially if you're in your late teens, 20s, 30s. Those are like the prime years. You have to get on top of that kind of stuff. Because then you figure out what's normal for you and what's not. And then as the years progress, you're going to be able to see patterns and decipher what is and isn't normal for you. This whole episode is going to be about managing your fitness when you're on your period. I know it's a tough topic, and it's something that isn't black and white. Lately, cycle syncing has been a big rage. And honestly, I like the idea. I like where our hearts are at when it comes to where fitness is going right now, and where like the health and wellness industry is taking us. We're going from a place of being restrictive, cutting out things, etc., into like listening to our bodies, being more intuitive. But we have to draw a line somewhere, because that more intuitive approach can very easily just become another like restrictive kind of thing. And that's kind of where I'm at with like the cycle syncing girls. I understand the heart. I understand where you're coming from. First of all, we don't necessarily have like data to support the evidence that cycle syncing is going to drastically improve your health and your life and whatnot. But when it comes to just being intuitive and knowing your body, that's an objective truth that we should all just be going with. You should be able to wake up one day and, you know, every now and then be able to have the awareness that your body should not do the workout that you're gonna do. For instance, when I'm on my period, when I'm on my menstrual cycle, I'm not going to the gym and doing legs. It's not happening, at least on the first day. I'm not doing hip thrusts. That sounds awful. I could throw up at the thought of that right now. I was supposed to do legs today. I'm not doing legs today. It's not happening. And that's just kind of the point. You have to be able to be flexible in your whole routine. Naturally, throughout our cycles, obviously our body goes through so many ebbs and flows. For instance, when you're ovulating, are you going to have more energy? Absolutely. Use that to your advantage. When you're on your menstrual cycle, you're going to feel like you've been hit by a tuk-tuk, like I was just talking about. Use that to your advantage and do more low impact stuff, things that your body can actually handle right now. If you force your body past its limits, then you're just going to burn out. Just don't do that to yourself. There is something to be said every now and then when you think that you can handle it, you just put down an Advil and like suck it up and go to the gym and get it done, depending on where you're at in your cycle and whatnot. But we cannot do that all the time. You're going to harm yourself at some point. And everybody has like a different kind of period. Some girls' periods are more painful than others, etc. So it's not black and white. Even if you are on birth control, by the way, you should still be paying attention to this. You should try to figure out where you are in theory, you know, in your cycle. Because when you're on birth control, although the birth control is quite literally stopping any hormone function to happen, you are still technically going through the ebbs and flows still. And while things might be a little bit more leveled out and, you know, without ups and downs, you're still going to have, you know, some days where you're a little bit more energy, a little bit less. And it still is important to pay attention to where that fake birth control period comes in, and then pay attention after that to the patterns and whatnot and what's happening to your energy, to your mood, stuff like that. Because you can still use it to your advantage. When it comes to working out on your period, this is what I always recommend to my clients. Do an upper body day if you feel like you have strength. Feel free to go a little bit lighter on the weight. Increase rest periods in between. If you do not feel like doing an upper body day, that's totally cool. We're chilling. Do a Pilates workout. Do some yoga. Do some walking. Stretch. Take a sauna session. Stuff like that. It isn't really so complicated when it comes to this kind of thing. And I think that people do overcomplicate it. The bottom line is that you really just need to be able to listen to your body. And I know that that's something that people talk about a lot, but it really is true. Be able to train the muscle of waking up in the morning and being aware of what your body needs that day. For me right now, I know that I need a good sweat. I know that I need a workout in, okay? So I'm going to go hit upper body after this podcast is recorded. But yesterday, absolutely not. It was not happening. It was not about to happen. My energy, down the drain. Working out does help you increase your energy, yeah. But there's a difference between having a lack of energy just on a normal day and having a lack of energy due to your period. But your body needs blood flow on your period. Do not get it twisted. You should still move your body on your period. Don't take it as kind of like an excuse, like, oh, calories don't count on your period. Oh, you don't have to get movement in on your period. Those two things, absolute myths, not true. You should still get your body moving. Walks are huge on your period, blood flow, huge. It even helps you increase your mental state as well. And that is extremely important, because if your mental state is clear and level-headed, then you're going to look at yourself in a more confident light. If you look at yourself in a more confident light, you're going to be more inclined to go out and do stuff and work out and move your body and be nice to other people and all this other stuff. So taking care of your body, really, at the end of the day, you're taking care of yourself and you're taking care of the people around you, because it's going to leak into other areas of your life when you're on your period. Now, let's talk about what you're supposed to eat when you're on your period. What are you supposed to eat more of, and what are you supposed to eat less of when you're on your period? Let's take a look at the facts. Now, it is obviously proven that our body burns a little bit more when you're on our period. We want to make sure that we are satiating our body. Increasing your fat intake a little bit when you're on your period, absolutely power move, including increasing your protein intake. These two things combined will increase the feeling of satiation after you eat a meal. So the feeling of wanting to eat a million carbs, that's going to slowly diminish because of the fact that you're satiating your body in other ways. Your body really, really needs fat in order to have normal and healthy hormonal function. So increasing your omega-3s during your period, amazing. Oh, 100% should be doing that. Personally, when I'm on my period, I think about this specific rule of thumb. How much can I get into my diet today? How many nutrients can I get in? I'm increasing things like salmon, things with omega-3 fatty acids. I'm increasing things like pumpkin seeds, stuff like that. Is this going to cure your cramps? No, but you should be sprinkling in as much health into your life as you possibly can throughout the day. And this goes even when you're not on your period too. When it comes to people saying that you should be eating certain things at certain times, that's where it gets a little bit tricky for me. That's where I'm kind of just like, okay, this is just like another plan that we have to follow. And sure, it has a different intent behind it as opposed to any diet that you could possibly do. But this is where it starts to get inconvenient for a lot of people. So if you've heard people say that you're supposed to eat certain things at certain times throughout your cycle, don't think of it like that, but think of it more as you're increasing the nutrients that you are consuming at certain times of your cycle rather than eating your quote-unquote normal way. We should always be striving to have as many micronutrients in our diet as possible, including a wide variety of such. And in order for our bodies to even detox, a lot of people don't talk about this. People think detox being like something that our body just naturally does. Our liver needs to be healthy in order to detox. If you're not eating a variety of foods, enough zinc, your body's not going to detox the way that it's supposed to, the way that it's programmed to, because your liver isn't in the right position to do so. So it's important to eat a variety of foods. It's important to eat things like, I don't know, I love things like cod liver oil, and I'm getting my zinc through all of my foods. I'm getting enough magnesium through all my foods. Magnesium is severely, severely underconsumed. And I talk about this, I think, literally every podcast episode. When I take a look at a lot of my clients' magnesium count, what they're eating every single day, it is drastically underneath the recommended dietary intake. And in order for energy to even be produced, magnesium plays a vital role in that. So when you're on your period, that's one of the most important things that we need to be paying attention to. We need to be making sure that A, our body is going to be able to detox, so paying attention to a healthy liver, but also we're going to have to make sure that our body can produce energy the way that it was programmed to. And this comes hand in hand with what I was just talking about, just getting enough nutrients in. It's not something that's supposed to be like brain science, but we really do want to make sure that we're getting enough magnesium, enough copper in our diet, enough iron in our diet, and then in addition, enough fiber, protein, and fats, in addition to like all the other micros as well. With those micros though that I was just talking about, you should honestly, I'm challenging you right now to go on the internet and look up foods that hold those micronutrients. And if you feel yourself constantly fatigued, not feeling great, especially on your period, try to increase foods that hold those micronutrients, including zinc as well, because that's important for like liver function and whatnot. But you guys, it is so important to be fueling our body with the things that it really needs to feed off of in order for our energy to be produced, in order for our bodies to naturally detox the way that they're supposed to, in order for our periods to even kind of perform the way that they're supposed to. Do you understand how complex a period is? It's actually crazy. It is crazy how our bodies have so many complex cycles. I'm not even only talking periods. I'm talking everything. I'm talking detoxing. I'm talking labor and childbirth. Our bodies are so extremely complex, and I could spend the entire sum of my life studying the female body, diving into it. I spend like most of my weeks doing such, and I feel like I still haven't even scratched the surface. I really don't understand how God created our bodies to be so extremely complex, and then he also just created the world to be so extremely complex, and then we have animals, and then it's just so much. Anyways, I'm digressing. There are two other things that are vital for when you are on your period, and if you do not get enough of these two things, you are 100% going to feel like crap. Sleep and sun. These are two things that I advocate for getting enough of on the daily basis, not even talking about periods, not even talking about menstrual cycles. But when it comes to a lack of sleep, you're going to feel it, especially when you are on your period. And then when it comes to a lack of sun as well, you're going to feel it in different ways, but some the same. The common denominator is just a lack of energy that you're going to feel. Even if you are in like 25 degree weather right now, it's blizzarding, please still go outside. I talk about this every week too, but I feel like I just need to nail it in people's heads. Getting outside is going to help you so much. Energy production, blood flow, mental support, so many things. It breaks your day up in different ways. So you're not going from one inside place to the next, to the next, to the next. Going outside and appreciating nature does a lot to your mental state. So that is definitely something that I recommend as well. When I'm on my period, this is what my diet looks like. I am typically, not all the time, right now I'm not, but sometimes I am, tracking my intake on my period, mainly because I want to make sure that I'm getting enough fats and enough proteins. Those are my two things that I want to get enough of, and fiber as well. But when I'm on my period, typically beforehand, you know, the ovulation stage, your energy is increased a little bit. Your cravings are increased a little bit. Your appetite is increased a lot of it, if you're like me. So I'm very aware of this. I'm like, okay, I'm ovulating right now. I'm about to get my period. When that occurs, that is when I start tracking my intake. And that is when I'm like, okay, I want to make sure that I'm getting this much protein, this much fat, and this much fiber every single day. Because I find that when I increase my intake, my calorie intake, prior to getting my period, how I feel on my period is much worse. If I am eating things like ice cream, things that I don't typically eat, desserts, all that kind of stuff, and more excess, and then I get my period, my periods are worse. Whereas when I have months where in my ovulation stage, I am really taking care of how much I'm nourishing my body, and I'm treating it like I treat the rest of the month, really. I'm getting enough protein, getting enough carbs, getting enough fats, typically even increasing my protein intake a tiny bit during this stage for increased satiation, my periods are smoother. They don't feel as rough. My cramps are a little bit better, especially if I'm focusing on getting enough fiber in my ovulation stage. We're rolling over into the period stage. Everything feels smoother, and I don't feel like I've been hit by a tuk-tuk like I do right now, because this month, I did not pay attention to that at all, okay? Not even a little bit. I went kind of balls to walls, did not really care about my intake, did not track, did not do anything, and now I feel awful. So I don't think there's a coincidence there, because I see a direct impact every single month when this happens. So there needs to be a healthy balance and a healthy mix of fulfilling the craving that you're feeling when you're in your ovulatory stage, but then we're adding satiation into it. So a lot of the times we are craving dark chocolate. That's like, or chocolate in general. That's just a thing for girls, okay? Everybody knows this, and there's a reason why, but we fulfill that craving. We don't curb it. We fulfill it, but then we add on top of it. We add nutrients in. So what I always tell my girls, okay, we have a little bit of dark chocolate. That's great. Like, whatever you want to do. Reese's, I don't care. Do something that's going to satiate this little snack a little bit more and add a little bit more benefit and nutrients into your diet. So what we could do is we could make like a Greek yogurt bowl. Add like monk fruit sweetener, vanilla bean paste, sprinkle the dark chocolate on top, add raspberries on top, and honey. Boom. That's an incredible premenstrual cycle snack. It's going to satiate you. It's going to make you feel great. Your energy and your glucose isn't going to spike. You're going to feel balanced, and it's going to keep you fulfilled, right? Whereas what you could have done to begin with is you could have maybe said, oh, I want dark chocolate, but I really, really shouldn't right now. So you don't, right? And then you eat like an apple. That doesn't fulfill the craving. So what happens is then you eat another healthy, quote unquote, healthy thing, right? You eat a kiwi. That doesn't fulfill the craving either, because you were craving freaking chocolate before. And then what happens is you go ham, you eat a whole jar of peanut butter, Nutella, I don't know what the heck else, an entire package of waffles, a pint of ice cream, and 30,000 other things, because now you're so hungry, you can't take it anymore because you didn't just have the chocolate that you wanted to have to begin with. So this goes hand in hand with, we're talking not even like period stuff anymore. This is just when you have a craving, you fulfill that craving. But take a look at the thing that you're having and ask yourself, is there a way that I can make this even more beneficial for my body right now? If you're craving a donut, have a donut. Don't try to restrict yourself, because if you do that, then you're just going to want to have even more. The things that we can't have are the things that we want. It's just like natural human instinct. That is actually the number one thing that I did when I lost those 45 pounds. When I wanted Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, I went out and got one. I got one, but then I made the meal. I made the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup more satiating. I added Greek yogurt to it. I added berries. I added all of this stuff to make it more nutrient dense. And now I had my Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I was fulfilled, but I was satiated as well. I didn't feel like I needed to have 1,000 other ones. And the same goes for when you're in your ovulatory stage and you're craving a whole ton of stuff. Fulfill those cravings. Don't feel crap about it. It doesn't not count because you're on your period, first of all. Your body does burn more when you're on your period. It's just natural. But the whole, like, calories don't count, no. We're diving into a restrictive approach again. Because if you're thinking that you have to have an excuse to have something, that means that that thing was bad. That means that you're going to feel guilty for it. That means that it's going to be off limits from now on for an entire month until you can have it again. And then when you can have it again, you're going to go crazy. You're going to binge off of it. So add into your diet. See what you can satiate yourself more with. And then in your period, in your menstrual cycle, like, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm on my period, I don't feel as hungry. My appetite kind of just plummets, but I still kind of have to force myself to eat. Hence why I like also track my intake, because I'm like, okay, I'm not eating enough right now. I have to make sure I'm eating more protein, more fats, because if I don't eat right now, I'm going to be super hungry tomorrow. So I really want to balance things out. And especially because my body needs food in order to extract food, in order for the detoxification process to occur, I need a variety of foods in my diet right now, right? Kind of what I was talking about before with your liver. Even with fiber, you need enough fiber in order to just like naturally do your thing every single day. For me, I typically try to get at least 130 grams of protein. I typically try to get around 20 to 25 grams of fiber every single day. And fats vary depending on the day. It could be anywhere between like 55 and 75. Somewhere in between there, maybe a little bit higher. I don't really know. It depends on the day, depends on what my body feels like it needs. And that's the other thing. Something that's really important with your period is learning what it needs. Not necessarily what do you feel like having, like you. You could be thinking that you want like 15 pints of ice cream right now, but your body might say, I actually need like a protein smoothie right now, or I need salmon and rice. Because a lot of the times too, what we crave on our period is actually what we really need. Some food is going to be good for your body. Some food is going to be good for your soul. That's just kind of the way that life works. And your body is complex too. So give yourself a little bit of grace. If you feel like you're not perfect, on plan, you're not eating the most nutritious foods on your period, it's okay. It's fine. It's only a few days of the month, right, that you're off of it, that you feel like you've been hit by that tuck-tuck. But it's the circle, right? We're going to come back, and next month you're going to see what you did last month wrong, per se, that made you feel a little bit worse. You can fix those things. Number one thing I want to tell you, though, is please go get blood work done. Please get your yearly checkups done. Get a hormone panel at some point in your life, if you can. Get yourself checked up, because you could be having those cravings because maybe you're deficient in something. You could be having painful periods because maybe something's going on. You don't really know about it. If anything ever feels off, go to your practitioner, figure it out. If you feel like your energy is slumped, look at your food first. See how your food can enhance your life. Because diet plays a big role in energy production and everything, a lot more than we give it credit for. A lot of the times when we have energy slumps, we look at our environment and maybe our lifestyle. How often do we look at our food? How often is that the first thing that we're thinking? Whenever I feel a certain way, the first thing that I think of, what did I eat different? What have I been eating less of? And a lot of the times I am eating less protein. A lot of the times I am slacking on my magnesium, slacking on my zinc, my variety of foods that I should be having. And then once I fix it, just like that, like clockwork, I'm feeling myself again. This podcast was kind of one of those where I kind of just talked for a while and I actually don't even remember anything that I just said. So hopefully something helped you in this episode. If it did, I would love to hear it. I think there's a little thing on Spotify where you can like kind of share how you felt about the episode. If you see that, you should write down and tell me how you felt, because that kind of helps me. I'm also honestly like running out of ideas of what to talk about on this podcast. I also want to have guests on. If you have any guests in mind that would respond to my DM, please let me know who you want to see on the podcast. With that being said, Feel free to rate this podcast if you enjoy me rambling on for hours on end. And I will catch you next week on Girls Gone Healthy.